gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Well, I tell you what, it's a sensational. It's Fun Friday. We're on holidays after today, so Tim's made an executive decision. He said, I think, John, I've been talking to him through the week, John from Epping, and I think he's got prime time out of seven written all over him. He's got some strong thoughts on a lot of issues that are around in footy, so that's what we're doing, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. How you going?
Oh, good. All the better for talking to you. How are you going?
Pretty good. I can't complain, really, for my age.
Ah, that's good to hear. You're up and healthy, hey? Look, I was talking to Tim. He said, I know you're not a big fan of the Cats over the journey, but he said you wanted to talk about a few of the issues from the weekend. I watched that Joel Selwood one over and over. I didn't think there was much in it.
Listen, I watch about six times the replay when they put his hands right on his face, but the way the replay went on, no one could have seen what he'd done. But that no was the big deal. The bigger deal it was when he punched him on the head.
Right.
And he didn't go report. And Chris Scott come out and say, Joel Selwood is an icon of the game, and whatever he say, we should have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another example. Chris Judd didn't was an icon of the game, and he got a North American player 4 or 5 years ago, and he got 4 weeks. So that doesn't mean nothing because you're an icon of the game. If you shouldn't get a porter. I'll give another example. The same thing, the Bulldog player was standing up. And Joel Wood was standing up, and he punched him on the head.
Yep.
You reckon he would have got a porter?
Mm. Well, you're making your strong case. You're a bit fired up about it.
You reckon he would have been, for the same thing, you reckon it would have been reported?
I thought maybe a fine.
Well, you reckon if you throw a punch on the head to somebody,
I know
you should have got a fine.
I don't know. I've been long campaigning, but they don't rub people out for punches that aren't seem to be that severe these days.
Yeah, but they should. The rules are, the laws of the AFL say, if you punch anyone on the head, you should have been reported.
But Joel Selwood is an icon of the game, isn't he, Johnny?
Well, but that's what Chris Scott say.
I think he's an icon of the game. Do you think he's an icon of the game?
Yeah, but I don't say he's not an icon of the game. Mm. But just because he's an icon of the game, he can't be reported? Or we have to believe what Joel Selwood say? Even last night, someone interviewed him on the ground.
Yep.
And they asked him the question about what he did.
Yeah.
And you know what he said?
What?
He admitted, he said, what I done was wrong. And they asked him, what do you reckon if you would have liked to be a reporter or you would have liked to pay the fine?
Mm.
And he said, I didn't like the idea to get a reporter. I don't want to be a reporter.
No.
But my wife, she wouldn't be happy if I would have got a fine. But from now on, I have to be careful what I'm doing. So he done what he was supposed to do. He done it himself. Why Chris Scott come out and start to support him when he know what he done? He done the wrong thing.
Yeah, I think that's right. And if Ben Cunnington did it, would you think he'd get it reported?
Why? He got reported once or twice, and once or twice he got away. But my point is, it doesn't matter who he is. If the incident is there,
yes,
and you've done it, you're going to be reported. Simple as that.
Yeah,
doesn't matter who he is.
I agree with you on that. I don't think your reputation.
Hey, can I tell you? Can I go on another thing now too as well?
Of course. Yep.
To be an icon of the game.
Yeah.
Do you have to be a player or can be somebody else involved in the game?
You can be anybody involved with the game, I think.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you another one. I got Frank Costa.
Yep.
I got Brendan Gale and I got Ed McGuire. When Frank Costa took over Geelong, there was $7-8 million in debts.
Yes.
When he took over, they pay off all the debts and everything, and now look at what sort of a club is today. That's what I call an icon.
Yes, they're icons, 100%.
And I give another one.
Okay.
Brendan Gale, when he took over Richmond Football Club,
yep,
there were little teams on the front of the MCG. It was Kevin Butler was a coach, and they didn't even have the money to pay Matt when they sacked him.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's an icon.
Eddie McGuire, when he took over 23 years ago, Collingwood Football Club, they was going to close the door. Look where they are today. That's what you're going to call icon of the game. They're doing all their work for charity. We didn't get him paid for.
Okay.
And such a call champion players.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're going to call them icon of the game.
Yeah.
And they get paid a lot of money. And why they get paid a lot of money? To do their job properly when they got to
well
play.
Said. Well
because
said.
It's a job.
Good point. I think you can be an icon of a player and you can be an icon of the game because of your contribution. I think you've covered all them off. The Kangaroos played the Gold Coast Suns down in Tassie. Big game for your team.
Oh, I reckon if they play like they did play in Brisbane line last week,
yeah,
they should have done all right. I don't know if we're going to win, but they had a good go last week. And another thing too, I was watching the full game last week against Brisbane.
Yep.
I don't want to think I'm an umpire bash because I'm not. I'm just say how the things are.
Yep. Yes. Yep. You want to actually do hang one on. Hey, Johnny, just on that point, though, you had a bit of feedback the week before for doing some umpiring bashing. So what you're saying is that you just want to be able to let everybody know that you're even-handed when you're talking about umpiring.
Well, like I was saying before, I watched the whole game, North and Brisbane line. The umpire didn't do one mistake. The umpire, the game, such a clear game.
Beautifully.
And you got nothing to say against the umpire. Mm. But sometimes when they're 10 meters away, and they don't give the free kick where they're supposed to give the free kick. And then they say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see.
Yeah.
It's not because I didn't see. That's an excuse.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Hey, a couple other little things before we let you go. You've been red hot today. Did you see Willie Rioli back at the West Coast Eagles? That's good to see, isn't it?
Yeah. I saw him start the train again. And I reckon he's going to be a good player for the West Coast Eagles. You're going to help them a lot, especially if they've got a chance to play the final.
Yeah, no, I'm big on that as well. And, of course, we talked about Toby Green. What a star he is. What about the big torpedo he kicked?
I tell you what, I wish he would have played with my team and pay him $1 million a year.
Yeah, he would as well. Hey, Johnny, you've been absolutely magnificent this morning. We appreciate you. Fired up, and that's what our listeners love, and we love talking to you on a Friday.
Thank you very much. Can I ask you one more question to you?
Of course,
if you don't mind.
Of course,
yeah,
you can.
Don't mind at all.
Last Monday night, you have Tony Cochrane on your show.
Yeah.
And they had a big discussion, big debate with Nick Riewoldt.
Yep.
About the Gold Coast Sun.
Yep.
And when there was the turn of Tony Crocker to answer Nick, he said to him, you can't talk because your team only won one premiership in 130 years. I'm telling you, I saw Nick Riewoldt change. The way he changed his personality, just sit on the couch,
yep,
and he didn't say one word to the whole show.
Oh.
After the show was finished, you and Gerald, you had a go on him and stood him up you did it all.
I stirred him up, all right. Don't worry about that. He had a bit of steam coming out of his ears.
I can imagine what he was that dream.
Now, make sure, we're going to let you go, but just make sure you keep some of that broccoli and also the cauliflower for Gary and I, okay?
Okay, no problem. There.
Good on you, Johnny.
Okay.
We're on holidays for a couple of weeks, so we won't talk to you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay,
I know.
Okay.
Okay, good, no
good
problem.
Good on you, Johnny.
There he is. Johnny, the voice of the people out there. Johnny from Epping and... he says a lot of things that people think. That's what's coming through loud and clear. So that's why we love talking to him.
No, he was hot under the collar about that whole Chris Scott coming out and defending Joel Selwood as an icon of the game and that everybody should just believe what Joel had to say because he is an icon of the game. That's not exactly what Johnny thought about the situation.